You know, Kevin and I spent a lot of time with families in this situation, and specifically to the younger generation, is we'll generally advise them to get aggressive, which can be difficult because oftentimes it's mom and dad, or it's grandma, grandpa, or aunt and uncle, and you have that family component. But we ask them to get aggressive around the conversation. Get moving in terms of asking those questions. What have you done, mom and dad, for example, in your planning? What are things I need to know about, or what can I do to help? And generally, if we can get aggressive around the start of the conversation, we can start peeling back those layers as to what's important and how to move it forward.
Well, all of our ag producers are asset rich and cash poor. So getting into agriculture really a lot of times needs somebody to give them an opportunity. Doesn't mean they have to give them the assets, but give them an opportunity. So many times the older generation has a different goal or perspective than the younger generation. You think about somebody 70 years old, a lot of times they're trying to slow down and take less risk, and somebody just coming in the operation, whether that be a son or daughter or whether that be an employee, and a younger is going to be usually want to be a lot more aggressive. So it's important that they communicate, and you can a lot of times accomplish both goals. Work with the producer and older gentleman said, man, I just wish my son would listen to me. He doesn't do this. I talked to the son. The son said, I just wish my dad would let go. And they were saying the exact same thing, but they weren't communicating. A lot of times it's great to have somebody independent, somebody that knows agriculture. A lot of the rules around estate and succession planning are not very beneficial to the next generation. When I think about the Farm Program Service Agency, they have a rule that says a landowner can't finance an operator. So if dad wants to rent ground to son or daughter and finance them, they're in violation of farm program payments. And a young farmer getting started, they need to take advantage of every opportunity possible, and they need to make sure they maximize whatever payment there is out there. And there are ways around it, but you just got to be careful. I'd say just work with somebody that knows the business, that's an expert, and it can make a big difference.